Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkey searched today for the gunman who killed 39 people as they celebrated the new year at a nightclub in Istanbul. Prime Minister Ben Ali Yildirim told reporters Sunday evening that authorities had no clarity about the suspect. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. Here in Washington, Congressman Adam Schiff, a Democrat and the ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee, appeared on ABC's This Week, where he speculated on who might have carried out the attack.
Obviously, there are two parties that are the prime suspects. You have ISIS, which has urged attacks in Turkey, urged attacks in places where foreigners congregate, urged attacks around the holidays. You also have Turkey very much at war with Kurdish militants. What you look at initially before there's a claim of responsibility or you can follow the evidence trail is who are the targets. And these look more like ISIS targets than Kurdish targets.
Sunday's mass shooting followed more than 30 violent acts over the past year in Turkey. Country endured multiple bombings in 2016, including three in Istanbul alone that authorities blamed on the Islamic State or ISIS. There also was a failed coup attempt in July and that renewed conflict with Kurdish rebels in the southeast. Gambia's President Yahya Jammeh has accused the West African regional bloc ECOWAS of declaring war after demanding he step down following being defeated at the polls a month ago. Mr. Jammeh said it violates the principles of non-interference in the affairs of a member state. Opposition leader Adama Barrow was declared winner as a result. The initial and Mr. Jammeh accepted it, but a week later reversed himself. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump casting new doubt on the U.S. intelligence community's conclusion that Russia meddled in the presidential election through computer hacking, a finding that led President Obama to impose sanctions on Moscow. Mr. Trump said it would be unfair to make the allegations against Moscow if there was any uncertainty about who did the hacking. VOA asked former U.S. Ambassador Cameron Munter, now CEO of the East-West Institute, about the hacking allegations against Russia and how the Trump administration might approach the matter.
If after a study of this, which a lot of people are calling for, kind of a commission to study it, if we find that there was an attempt, a real attempt by the Russians to undermine American democracy, that would just, you know, add to the mistrust and the difficulty of finding common ground between Russia and America on things like ISIS and on other international issues. So it's going to be a real challenge for the new administration to work on finding common ground.
Mr. Trump is 18 days away from his inauguration as the 45th U.S. president and just said he knows more about Washington's claim against Russia and possible hacking that has been publicly revealed and that information would be divulged this week. Syria monitors say hundreds of civilians have fled villages outside the Syrian capital on fighting continuing between government forces and several rebel groups that include al-Qaeda-linked jihadists, excluded from last week's ceasefire declaration. The fighting comes despite a truce brokered by Russia, Syria, and Turkey that took effect early on Friday and is said to be largely holding in other areas of the country. North Korea's leader says his country is in the final stages of developing an intercontinental ballistic missile. Kim Jong-un made the remarks in a televised New Year's speech, but RAND Corporation Korea analyst Bruce Bennett doubts the claim.
The missile before the ICBM is the Musudan missile, which has much less range. And in 2016, he tested it 8 times. It failed 7 of the 8. So I think North Korea's still got some problems with their design of ballistic missiles that they've got to sort out. But they might sort it out early in 2017. We really don't know.
North Korea conducted 2 nuclear tests in 2016, undeterred by international rebukes and increased sanctions. And South Korean prosecutors today arrested the daughter of confidant disgraced President Park Geun-hye, has been arrested in Denmark. Authorities are working to get her returned home in connection with a corruption scandal involving her mother, Choi Soon-sil, and the former president, Park Geun-hye.
That's the latest world news from VOA.